The lessons today are all about our call from God, our help from God, and our protection, and our reward from God, and then also our response to God, the giving and the receiving. In the collect, we're brave, and I think we're truthful. In the collect, we are telling God that we are here, gathered together today, in unity, gathered together today in unity by the Holy Spirit. So do we feel like that? We're gathered together in unity? So are we? Or are we maybe sometimes fibbing? Are we trying to fool ourselves? Well, our actions and our attitudes tell our story for us, what we are truly about as children of God. But I would say yes, knowing everybody, I say yes, we are gathered together today in unity. And in doing this, that's our purpose. That's our purpose, because we show God's power by doing this very thing. And then you think, or I would think to myself, what is God's power? What does God's power look like? Well, let's go to Isaiah, the Old Testament lesson. God tells us his expectations from us, how he wants to remove the yoke, which we are to remove burdens, remove all distractions, whatever is keeping us from God each and every day, especially the Sabbath. God desires for us, his children. It tells us what he wants. Basically, he tells us the do's and the don'ts. And in the Old Testament, he starts with the don'ts. So Isaiah prophesies. He says, don't point your finger. Don't go around being negative and blame. We are not to talk negatively. We are not to blame others. And then God also teaches us, and even in the New Testament in many places, but I won't go into that. But we're not supposed to be going around finding all kinds of faults. We're not to be fault finders. We're not to be finding their sins, their faults, their weaknesses, their shortcomings, their failings. We are to deal with our own faults, our own weaknesses, our own sins, our own failings first. I have a holy card and it says, Lord, reform the world, but beginning with me first. And that's Isaiah's, well actually, that's God's point. We are to give this godly attitude that Isaiah prophesies and action to others, all others. And here's the receiving part, and we are to be able to know for sure that we will receive this godly action an attitude from God's children as well. So here are the actions and the attitudes that God wants, that he desires for us and from us. We are to give, we are to offer food, we are to help the needy, and even more than just help the needy, we are to satisfy those who are afflicted, we are to satisfy their needs who are having a hard time. In other words, if somebody's starving, and I don't think there's anybody here that would, but if somebody's starving, you don't go up and give them a bag of M&Ms and say, oh, here you go, I fed the hungry, I'm out of here. If it's freezing outside, we don't give somebody a t-shirt and say, I've done my good deed for Jesus, the Lord, goodbye. It doesn't make sense, because we're really not doing what the Lord expects. When somebody says, I'm having a really hard time, can you pray for me? We don't say, oh yeah, but I gotta go, I'm in a rush. And then never pray, never care, and never think about their need again. There's many in this congregation that pray sincerely. There's many that go out and get cards. We're always trying to send cards to get people to know they're connected and we care. That's what we are to be about. Now, it doesn't mean that individually We can fill all the hungry, starving tummies in the world. We can't clothe everyone, but we are expected from God to do our best. When we do, God will guide us. He will satisfy our needs. He will make us strong. And as Isaiah says, we will be fruitful because we are going to be like a watered garden, which is good because it's raining today. But if our gardens are watered, if we are spiritually nurtured by communion and by one another, we will be strong and fruitful, constantly caring and helping and doing for those who are in need. Perfect? No. But we're on the right track. That's when we are showing God's power and God's glory. We are the repairers and the restorers that Isaiah prophesies about. And then next, how about the Sabbath day? We are to keep it, but we're also to enjoy it. Now I know not every Sunday everybody is thrilled with the idea of getting up and going to church. But we are to delight in the Lord. We are to enjoy the Sabbath. And it's not just church, but the whole time, the whole day. It's a restful time, a spiritual time for us to be with God. And if we are kind of down in the dumps, what does that mean? We have to want to try to enjoy it. We have to put that umph. Remember the difference between try and triumph is the umph? We have to strive to enjoy it. Strive to take delight in our God. Kind of like what we have in the gospel today. Do we want to be healed from any or all of our weaknesses or infirmities, like the woman was healed by Jesus in the gospel? Is there room for growth in me? Is there room for growth for all of us? Do we want to be like her and be healed and take delight and enjoy God and praise His holy name? Or do we want to be like the synagogue leader who was a nitpicker? He was a complainer. He was complaining about Jesus. He was complaining because Jesus healed the woman and he was indignant. Jesus wanted to teach them how true and godly action happens. What the leader was thinking about was more about himself. He might lose his status, his position, his power, even his wealth, if everybody started going to Jesus instead of him. He was concerned about himself. Jesus wasn't. He's concerned about her and each and every one of us. He cares, and he wants us to be like him and care too. He wants us to think as he thinks, and does as he did, and worships as he worships. Not having a tunnel vision like the synagogue leader that day, only thinking of self, we are to go beyond ourselves all the way to Jesus. So our challenge is, which way do we want to follow? Do we want to follow God's ways, his wants, his schedules, or ours or the world's ways, wants, or schedules? So today, right now, and even then, always, there are unrelenting commitments and distractions that keep us away from our God and praising Him and glorifying Him and honoring Him. We are to work together, unified by the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, and then to be fruitful as individuals and as a family, as a church family, Jesus' brothers and sisters, and that shows God's power.